The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Now, there has been an awful lot of focus on, well, Donald Trump, obviously, but on the things he has said and the territories he has laid claim to, Greenland one of them, but Canada as well, and mentioned sometimes of it as a possible 51st state. So in other words, where there are now two countries, you would have one country. Well, what about going the other direction? What about where there are now two countries, you would have three countries? Yes, that's right. The good people of the province of Alberta in Canada are looking for independence. Well, some of them certainly are. Jeff Rath is with me. He's a lawyer and rancher. Jeff, a real pleasure, and thanks a million for taking a few minutes to chat to us. Explain to us this idea of independence, whether it is kind of partial independence or total independence in Canada.
Well, the referendum that will be held this year will be to seek total independence from Canada to form an independent Commonwealth of Alberta, in effect a free state, much like Ireland. So and the reasons that we're seeking independence from Canada is that people in Alberta, much like the people of Ireland, are sick and tired of living as colonial serfs to people in Quebec and Ontario. They take $70 billion a year out of the Alberta economy to subsidize social services in Quebec, Ontario, and the Maritimes, and only give us $30 billion of our own tax dollars back. And anytime we need money from Ottawa, we have to go on bended knee like children, only to be told that we can't have our own money back because it's better spent on social services in Quebec and elsewhere. So we're sick and tired of it. And then obviously some of you in Ireland may know Mark Carney. He's a World Economic Forum globalist, former destructor of the Bank of England, has all these grand plans to put Canada $20 trillion in debt by floating notes on the international markets denominated in U.S. dollars, because he has delusions of displacing the United States as a world economic power. He literally said it 3 days ago that Canada's relationship with the United States is over, and that the United States' days of economic supremacy and world economic leadership were over. I mean, in Alberta, given the amount of trade that we have with the U.S., that's like waving a little fairy wand in the air and declaring an end to gravity. It was the most asinine and stupid thing that any politician could ever utter in the province of Alberta. And then, of course, he went on to be elected by Quebec and Ontario as Prime Minister of Canada. His election was announced prior to a single vote in Alberta being counted in Alberta, or a single vote being counted in British Columbia. And quite frankly, Albertans are fed up with being treated, as the colonial serfs of politicians from Ottawa or from Toronto and Montreal.
So I guess, some of those issues would exist in every, state to a degree, every country to a degree. Somewhere like Ireland, Dublin is the economic powerhouse of the country, is the capital city, and the wealth of Dublin gets redistributed to other parts of Ireland. And there will always be people who will vote in elections and claim afterwards that the ultimate outcome doesn't represent them or doesn't represent their vote.
Oh, no, the ultimate outcome does represent us. As far as we're concerned, Quebec and Ontario voted to separate from Alberta in this last election. And it's not just the question of redistribution of Alberta's money. It's the manner in which Alberta is treated within Confederation. The Maritime provinces of New Brunswick and Nova Scotia have 2 million people in them, yet they have almost three times the Senate seats of Alberta. And Quebec barely has twice the population of Alberta. They have three times the Senate seats of the citizens of Alberta. But we rarely have our own justice on the Supreme Court. We're basically ruled by a foreign colonial power, and we're fed up with it. We're sick and tired of being governed by people that don't understand us, don't like us. And then when we come to Ottawa to protest, as we did in the context of the internationally known Freedom Convoy, the federal government declares the War Measures Act in Canada and tramples little Indigenous women with riot horses in the street when nobody was behaving in anything other than a peaceful fashion. And then Liberal cabinet ministers were actually heard to lament that they couldn't access tanks to put down the rioters with tanks or rioters, yeah. you know, because nobody was rioting. They wanted to crush us under the treads of their tanks, just like they did in Tiananmen Square.
And
we're
Jeff,
fed up with it. We're not tolerating it anymore.
And what's your vision? Let's imagine, you know, you're granted this independence or you win your independence. Is it complete independence or in your mind, would you like Alberta to become the 51st state, to become part of the United States?
We're in discussions with the United States of America right now with the administration at a very high level. Both the Americans and our delegation are very clear on the concept that we're seeking the status of an independent nation state with the recognition of the United States as an independent country. And they fully understand that and they support those goals. So that's the manner in which we're moving forward. I mean, it's, you know, we don't want to jump out of one country to jump into another. Of course, one of the big benefits about Alberta leaving Canada is there'll be no more federal income tax, no more federal taxes, no more federal regulation. So why would we give up, you know, home rule or local rule in Alberta, you know, to simply replace, you know, the Canadian Revenue Agency with the IRS? I mean, I think, you know, the interest of the majority of Albertans within the independence movement is just for full independence from both Canada and the United States and a strong economic union with both countries.
Had the outcome of the election been different, Jeff? Because it certainly up until a few months ago, it looked like it was going to be different, that the Liberals are going to get dumped out of government and they're going to be replaced by Conservatives. Had that happened, would the calls for independence be as vocal?
Well, we were planning on moving forward with a referendum this year, regardless of the outcome of the referendum, because just electing a Conservative to the Prime Ministership of Canada doesn't change the inequities of the structure of Canadian federalism or the fact that Alberta just continues to be treated like a colony of Quebec and Ontario. In fact, Pierre Poilievre, the Conservative candidate, said that he was going to do nothing to touch equalization payments and the billions of dollars a year that are sucked out of Alberta to give to Quebec so that Quebec can run surplus budgets while Alberta has to borrow money to hire our doctors, pay for our hospitals and our roads. So none of that was going to change. But what I do have to say has changed with the insult of electing a communist China adjacent globalist like Mark Carney, is that Albertans finally understand once and for all that they have no place within Canada, and that the appetite for independence is the highest I've ever seen it in my lifetime.
Well, listen,
the organization we represent, in the last 3 days, we've onboarded 15,000 new volunteers. So we now have more volunteers in APP than they have infantry in the Canadian Army. And on top of that, we need 177,000 signatures for a petition for a referendum. As of yesterday, as of today, we're over a quarter of a million. So, people are galvanized. People are moving forward. Okay. People finally the penny has dropped. And they understand that the only way forward for Alberta is outside of Canada.
Well, listen, Jeff, I've been to Calgary. I wasn't there for the stampede, so I'll have to keep a close eye on all of this from afar. Jeff Rath is a lawyer and rancher.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.